My name is Laura Bonk, P.O. Box 194, Suncook, New Hampshire. First of all, I believe in electricity. I lived in 2 years in South America without it. It's not fun to wash your clothes by hand, and it's not fun to haul water up a 40-foot well. So I do appreciate that we have the lights on. However, I urge the DOE to include in their environmental impact statement a rigorous analysis of all the impacts, ecological, economic, and social. And perhaps you just heard that from the previous speaker. I own 120 acres in Allenstown, New Hampshire. I bought that with my own money in 1997, and I saved all my pennies to get it. I lived in a small mobile home in Allenstown for 6 years before I had enough money to begin building the house. That land holds tremendous, tremendous value to me. My land is open to everyone. Hunters, hikers, horses, snowmobiles, and I even allow the occasional ATV rider with my written permission. The preferred alternative on this project will pass through my land. It will decimate a small grove of pitch pines. It will decimate a stone wall from the 1930s and a south-facing slope. This slope provides critical habitat to numerous species, including the endangered timber rattlesnake. Currently, those of us in Pembroke, Allenstown, Deerfield, and other area towns live within a few miles of a 500-megawatt coal-burning power plant. Northeast Utilities and their subsidiary, Public Service of New Hampshire, have no intention to decommission this power plant. I have a Master of Science degree in Environmental Engineering from MIT and 5 years' experience working as an environmental engineer at a power plant. I fully understand the environmental degradation of a fossil fuel power plant. I lived it every day in my professional life. Our ponds here in Allenstown surrounding communities are full of mercury from Merrimack Station in Bow. This 500-megawatt plant is going to keep operating even after they build the Northern Pass project. They are not proposing to decommission it or convert it to natural gas. Our local environment will continue to suffer, and we will continue to suffer as residents of this area. Furthermore, our neighbors in Nova Scotia, takes about 200 miles to get smog, will still breathe the smog created by the nitrous oxides that Merrimack Station emits. Acid rain will still fall from the sulfur oxides that Merrimack Station emits. The current proposal offers no long-term benefits to our local communities. I urge the DOE to consider the economic impacts of choosing the no-action alternative. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.